This is Financially Speaking with Sue and Cole, with your host Sue Bushka from Bushka Retirement Solutions and Cole Bruner from Bushka Wealth Management. When a part of your financial strategy is out of tune, your long-term goals, your retirement savings, and your legacy can all suffer. With many years of experience in the financial industry, Sue and Cole provide their clients and prospects with the information they need regarding Social Security, retirement income planning, wealth management, and much more. Listen in as we address your financial concerns and provide helpful solutions to put you on the path to achieving your retirement goals. And now, here with the financial information you need are Sue and Cole.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Financially Speaking with Sue and Cole. My name is Cole Bruner from Bushka Wealth Management, and joining me this week is my mom, Sue Bushka, from Bushka Retirement Solutions, as well as our co-host, Tony Shore. Now, listeners, if at any point during the show today you want to get a little bit more information, feel free to give us a call at 715-355-4445 or visit us online at retirewithbushka.com. That's retirewithbuska.com. And of course, while you're at the website, make sure you check out the radio and TV show pages. We've got a bunch of our previous episodes out there for your review. You can also subscribe to the radio program on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Amazon Music. Now, there was good news and bad news when the Social Security Administration announced its latest cost of living adjustment in mid-October. There was a CNBC article entitled Social Security Administration Announces 2.5% Cost of Living Adjustment for 2025, the lowest increase since 2021. And I think it has some timely details for our conversation today, but before we get too far into the topic here this morning, let's make sure to say hello to everyone on the show with us today. Sue and Tony. Tony, how are we doing today?
Doing good. Thanks for having me on the show. Sue and Cole, I'm excited to be here with both of you today. I love doing the show each week, and it's good to have the original team back together. It's fun, you know, Logan and Kaylee and the others, but the original three, right, Sue?
Right. Yeah, that's right.
We know how to do it. We know how to have fun.
That's right.
So, I'm good. Sue, how have you been? Are you keeping busy?
Oh, geez. I'm busy, busy, busy all the time, Tony.
Story of our lives, Tony.
I know, right? Yes. I've been good.
Sure.
It's been a little gloomy out lately. And,
tis the season, right?
So I'm just waiting for the sun to shine one of these days. So,
yeah, that would be nice, wouldn't it?
Yeah,
absolutely.
We've had a pretty good fall so far, I should say, but lots of rain the last couple of days.
Yeah, it's been rainy. I guess it's better than snow, I suppose.
Yes.
That's an evil word. Oh yeah, yeah. Let's not jinx it. We don't want any of that anytime soon. But I'm afraid it's probably coming. But I know Grant. Between grandkids and work for you, Sue. How about you, Cole? What's going on in your life?
Oh, you know, we've got a lot going on, Tony. We're in the midst of construction on our new office location, which we're going to be moving into in the next few months here, kind of slated for early January as of right now to be relocating into the new office building in Wausau here. So that's keeping us very busy as of right now, preparing for that move. But obviously meeting with lots of clients right now. There's lots of questions that people have in terms of, you know, tax legislation and everything. And now that the election is behind us, obviously some of that gives a little bit of indication of what direction we're going to potentially be moving legislation wise. And so obviously everybody's looking at their plans right now, trying to figure out what might need to be updated as we move out into the future here. So obviously that's keeping us on our toes quite a bit over here for our advisory team.
Yeah. Yeah, I imagine it is. Now, you said we're talking about cola. I assume we're not talking about Coke, RC, and Pepsi, which is
right,
which
exactly
is what I think of when I think of cola. Coke Zero and RC are two of my favorites. But we're talking about cost of living adjustments. And there are always changes to Social Security and Medicare, and we like to talk about them on the show. So, Sue, where should we start today?
Well, Tony, we mentioned that the cost of living adjustment, more often referred to simply as COLA, came with both good news and bad news. Now, the good news is that nearly 73 million Americans will see their monthly Social Security payment increase by 2.5% in 2025. And on average, according to the article, most people see an increase of about $50 a month. Now, the bad news is that the smallest COLA increase since 2021's 1.3%. Now, thanks in part to the pandemic-sparked inflation, in 2022, the COLA was 5.9%, and in 2023, it was 8.7%. Now, the 2024 COLA was 3.2%. Now, each year, the COLA is calculated based on a portion of the Consumer Price Index called the Consumer Price Index for Urban Wage Earners and Clerical Workers, or CPI-W. Now, the percentage increase in the CPI-W from the third quarter of the previous year to the third quarter of the current year determines the COLA.
Well, it's good to know how all this works. Thank you for that, Sue, and your comments about just how critical Social Security is for Americans. That's hugely important. I saw an AARP article. Yes, they now send me the AARP magazine in the mail. I'm that old. It said about 40% of retirement age Americans rely on Social Security as their primary source of income.
Yeah, that is true, Tony. And so let's take a look at how you may be able to determine how much larger your monthly Social Security payment will be. If you're currently receiving Social Security, you can get a solid approximation of how much your payment will change by multiplying your current monthly amount by the percentage increase, which again is 2.5% for this year. Now, if you want to be more precise about how much larger your monthly payment will be in 2025, it's helpful to consider Medicare Part B premiums, which are commonly deducted right from your Social Security payment. The standard Medicare Part B premium is projected to increase to $185, which would be a jump of about $11 a month from the current 2024 amount of $174.70. Now, that projection is via the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services, which is a federal agency that runs the program. Now, you can feel confident that that projection is likely to be accurate, but it is still just a projection as of right now.
Yeah, and so I find this interesting. If anybody has questions about their Social Security or Medicare, whether general questions or specifically about these changes that you're talking about in 2025, they should reach out to you. I know that you have a deep level of experience with both Social Security and Medicare. Your staff covers both of these things, and I think that help is invaluable.
Well, that's true, Tony. And additionally, the larger your Social Security check, the bigger the increase you'll see in your monthly payment. And because benefits increase by 77% if you wait to file from age 62 to 70, the COLA increase is only further evidence that waiting as long as possible, up to age 70, to file for Social Security can be very real and very lasting advantages.
Right. If working until age 70 isn't in the cards, I'm guessing you would recommend at least working until your full retirement age, right?
Oh, of course, Tony. That's always a good thing if you can. Now, currently, the full retirement age is 66 and 2 months for people that were born in 1955, and it gradually rises up to age 67 for everyone who was born in 1960 or later. And as we tell our clients, and the article backs up, the age at which you initially file for Social Security is the single biggest factor that determines the amount of your monthly benefit.
So Social Security recipients are notified about the new payment amount beforehand, right?
That's right, Tony. And the Social Security Administration will notify recipients about their new payment amount through traditional mail beginning in December. And this year, the administration is supplying a new one-page COLA notice that will detail benefit amounts, including any deductions, and the precise date your 2025 payments will begin. NCOLA statements are also available online. However, recipients must have a My Social Security account before November 20th to see their notices. Now, you can create an account by visiting ssa.gov/myaccount. Now, your financial services professional would also be able to help you set up that account.
Yeah, I think that's good. And as financial services professionals, how do you tell the people you work with to view Social Security?
Well, Tony, in our experience, heading into retirement with Social Security as your only source of income is going to present you with some challenges when it comes to maintaining your preferred lifestyle. As you consider your retirement strategy, in my opinion, you should view Social Security as part of your income puzzle rather than as the entire puzzle. Now, that is to say that it's important to have other income sources like 401ks, IRAs, and investments. And don't worry, you don't have to design that mix yourself. Of course, there's financial services professionals like our team of highly skilled advisors that can help guide you through this entire process.
Right. And that's huge. I think that's great. Any other insights before we take a quick break here?
Well, Tony, just another reminder that when it comes to planning for retirement and trying to figure all of these things out, you don't have to do it alone. That's what our team of advisors is here to assist with. You can give us a call and schedule a no-cost, no-obligation consultation anytime by calling us at 715-355-4445, or you can visit us online at retirewithbushka.com. That's retirewithbushka.com. And, of course, you can schedule that consultation right there on the website here and now.
All right. Well, thanks, Sue and Cole. We'll be right back with more of Financially Speaking right after this.
When you think of a puzzle, what would you say is the most important piece? A corner? A side piece? I would argue the most important piece of a puzzle is the picture on the box. And the same can be said for your retirement. Cole Bruner and Sue Bushka from Bushka Retirement Solutions would love to show you your retirement picture. For more information, call 715-355-4445 or visit their website at retirewithbushka.com.
Welcome back to Financially Speaking with Sue and Cole. I'm your co-host, Tony Shore, and I'm here with Sue Bushka and Cole Bruner. Sue and Cole, great show today. You've been talking about the recent news that Social Security's cost of living adjustment, or COLA, will increase by 2.5% in 2025. And you talked about what triggers a COLA increase, what it means for the average older American. What's next on the agenda?
Well, Tony, when we sit down with a client to discuss their financial strategy and retirement goals, it's very common for them to list Social Security as their biggest concern, and with good reason, because in many cases, Social Security is a significant part of a retirement income plan, regardless of how many other assets and income sources they may have. Now, as we work together, many clients are honestly surprised when we explain that there are actually several steps they can take to increase the amount of their monthly Social Security payment. During this segment, we're going to share many of the things and that we discuss with our clients about Social Security. Now, there was a U.S. News and World Report article entitled 10 Ways to Increase Your Social Security Payments, agrees with many of the things that we highlight with our clients. Now, first, because your Social Security payment is calculated using your earnings history and how old you are when you file, it's possible to increase the amount of your payment by waiting to file until you're older. So staying on the job, even if you've transitioned away from your long-term career and seeking pay raises during your prime working years, are two ways you may be able to increase your future Social Security payment.
Well, yeah, and like so many other parts of our financial lives, maximizing the value of your Social Security payment often comes down to getting the timing right, correct?
Yeah, that's exactly right, Tony. And the total length of your career is also a significant factor when it comes to your future Social Security payment. critically, you should work for at least 35 years because your Social Security payment is calculated using your 35 highest income earning years. If you don't work for at least 35 years, your non-working years are calculated as zeros. And that means your monthly payment is, of course, going to be smaller. But of course, that formula means that if you work longer than 35 years, a larger earning year will cancel out a smaller earning year when your future payment is determined. That means that that summer job at Dairy Queen you were in, when you were 17 will be replaced by a year when you were working in your chosen profession. So focus on working for at least 35 years. And if your career lasts longer than that, set a goal to increase your salary as much as you can over time.
Well, yeah, for sure. We definitely want to do that. And you've noted the importance of increasing your annual salary as much as possible before. But there's a ceiling on that as well, right?
Well, that's correct, Tony. And while pushing your annual salary as high as you can is always a smart play, with regards to Social Security, there's a maximum amount of income that's subjected to the Social Security tax and therefore used when tabulating your future payment. And as this episode has made clear, that amount can change because of inflation. In 2025, earnings up to $176,100 will be used to determine your future payment. Anything higher than $176,100 isn't taxed by Social Security and therefore will not impact your monthly payment during retirement.
Interesting. And that's fascinating. It's good to know how that all works. Now, Cole, you touched on it a bit in the first segment, but could you give us a little more insight into the full retirement age, what that means and what its effect on someone's monthly payment could be?
Oh, definitely, Tony. While you may file for Social Security as soon as you turn 62, we often will urge our clients to give doing so a lot of thought beforehand. Because if you go this route, your monthly payment is going to be smaller forever, except for COLA increases, which aren't automatic year to year. The full retirement age was 66 for people born in 1954 or earlier. It then increases in 2-month increments for people born in 1955 to 66 and 10 months for people born in 1959. And of course, the full retirement age for people born in 1960 or later is now currently 67.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I would be on the later end of that, 67. Okay, that's
sure.
Good. So is 70 the clear point at which it no longer makes sense then to keep waiting to file?
It is. And in my opinion... It is, in my opinion. As the U.S. News and World Report article explains, your monthly payment continues to increase by 8% a year after your full retirement age until you hit 70. Now, after you've reached that milestone, there's no longer a financial incentive to keep delaying filing. Now, let's use some real-world numbers as an example. Let's say that you're set to receive a monthly payment of $1,000 when you turn 67. If you hold off filing until you're 70, your payment will jump to $1,240 a month. Now, that bigger monthly payment amount is for the rest of your life and would increase whenever there's a COLA bump. Now, on one hand, $240 a month may not seem like a ton of money, but for some retirees, an extra $240 a month can go a long way in terms of groceries and utilities.
Oh, it really can. I think that's a great point. Now, at the outset of the show, we noted that Social Security is really vital for a lot of older Americans. And because of that importance, deciding when to file, I think, can be stressful for a lot of people.
Oh, absolutely. It certainly can be. And of course, for anybody out there that's unsure about how they should handle Social Security, we would highly encourage you to reach out to work with one of our financial services professionals, because of course, we have the experience and the know-how to help you through that Social Security process. So it can make that process a little bit easier and help you to come up with a game plan that's specific to your circumstances.
Sure. And Cole, before we move on, what's that phone number and web address again that our listeners can use to get a hold of you?
Oh, absolutely, Tony. It's 715-355-4445 or retirewithbushka.com.
All right. Now, during today's show, we've been discussing the breaking news that Social Security's annual cost of living adjustment, or COLA, is jumping by 2.5% starting January 1st, 2025. And then you shifted our focus to the steps we could take to provide ourselves with a bigger monthly Social Security payment. We want to maximize Social Security. So, Sue, what do you have for us next?
Well, let's look further at the U.S. News and World Report article, 10 Ways to Increase Your Social Security Payments. The next potential way to increase your Social Security payment is to claim spousal benefits. Now, if you're married, you can take some easy steps to position yourself to completely max out your Social Security payments as a couple. Now, spouses may receive payments based on their own work history or based on up to 50% of the higher earning spouse's work history. Now, in this scenario, the lower earning spouse is required to enroll for spousal payments at their full retirement age to receive the 50% spousal payment. Now, the spousal payment percentage drops if you file for benefits before your full retirement age. Now, if you were married for at least 10 years, you can also claim Social Security based on your ex-spouse's work record.
Well, yeah, and that's really good to know. I know there are a lot of spousal benefits out there that people can take advantage of, and that's something that doesn't get the attention it deserves, these spousal benefits, especially for ex-spouses. But it does seem like it's something that can make a big difference for a lot of people.
Oh, absolutely, Tony. And the article next highlights the importance of being sure that you're thoroughly factoring your family in your decision-making process. If you qualify for Social Security retirement or disability and have dependent kids who are younger than 19, including biological children, stepchildren, or adopted children, you may be able to receive monthly Social Security payments for them that are worth as much as half of your full retirement benefit up to certain limits. Now, often, qualifying children must be younger than 18 and unmarried, full-time high school students who aren't older than 19, or severely disabled before turning 22. Furthermore, a spouse who cares for a dependent child younger than 16 may qualify for additional Social Security payments also. However, there is a limit on how much a family member may receive. That amount is typically 150% to 180% of the parent's full benefit amount.
Ah, okay. So I can understand that the idea of having to take care of a loved one can be scary. But I hope that our listeners out there take comfort in knowing that there will be Social Security money available to make the situation at least a little less challenging in terms of finances.
That's right, Tony. And the next way to possibly max out your monthly Social Security payment is to make sure you don't have too much income during retirement. Now, if you file for Social Security before reaching your full retirement age but keep working, part of your benefit will be temporarily withheld. Social Security recipients younger than their full retirement age who make more than $23,400 in 2025 will have $1 withheld for every $2 they make beyond the limit. Now, if you hit your full retirement age in 2025, the income cap rises to $62,160, and the penalty is reduced to $1 withheld for every $3 earned beyond the limit. Now, once you arrive at your full retirement age, you may work and receive Social Security payments at the same time without any repercussions, and your Social Security payments will be recalculated to supply credit for any payments that were withheld previously, in addition to your continued earnings.
Right. So where do Social Security taxes fit into all of this?
Well, Tony, because you may have to pay taxes on a portion of your Social Security income during retirement, minimizing how much you pay can be vital. Currently, if the total of your adjusted gross income, non-taxable interest, and half of your Social Security benefit is greater than $25,000 for individuals or $34,000 for couples, up to 50% of your benefit may be taxable. And if your income is $34,000 or more for individuals or $44,000 for couples, income taxes may be required on up to 85% of your Social Security benefit. So be aware that those tax limits are not typically adjusted for inflation annually.
Mm. Boy, if anyone ever needed a reason to work closely with financial services professionals like yourselves and a tax professional, I think you just gave it to them. There's a lot there.
Absolutely.
That's right. And getting full value out of survivor benefits is another step that you should be familiar with. When a spouse dies, the other spouse is often eligible for survivor benefits. Specifically, the surviving spouse may be able to inherit the deceased spouse's Social Security payment if it's bigger than their payment. Now, here's an example. If a husband receives $2,400 a month from Social Security and his wife receives $1,700 every month, she may qualify to receive $2,400 a month after her husband's death. An easy way to increase the amount your spouse will receive when you die is not to file for Social Security until you've turned 70.
Yeah, good point, Sue. There are many reasons to wait, but again, everybody's situation is different. For some, it's better to take it earlier. So to figure that out, people need to take that Social Security maximization report, have that run for them. And I know a lot of people out there don't like thinking about their own passing. I know I don't, but
right.
Of course, many of us would take great comfort in knowing that our spouse will receive a bigger monthly Social Security payment after we're gone, because you're going to lose one of those payments if your spouse should pass. So this has been another excellent episode. But before we go, let's talk about that Social Security maximization report. Cole, how can our listeners, I know you offer that at no charge, how can our listeners set up a consultation with you and get that report run?
Well, Tony, all they have to do is give us a call at 715-355-4445, or they can visit our website to learn more about the report or request that no-cost, no-obligation consultation online at retirewithbushka.com. And that, again, is retirewithbushka.com.
All right. Sounds great. And, you know, my wife and I have had that Social Security maximization report run, and it really is eye-opening on when your sweet spot for you in particular is to file, how it affects your spousal benefits. That is really, really important. I can't stress it enough. So listeners out there, pick up the phone, give Sue and Cole and the team there a call, and get that complimentary, no obligation consultation set up. But great show today. Sue and Cole, this has been a really good one. Listeners, that does it for today's episode of Financially Speaking with our hosts, Sue Bushka and Cole Bruner.
Thank you for listening to Financially Speaking with Sue and Cole. Don't pay too much for taxes or retire without a sound income plan. For more information, please contact Sue and Cole at Bushka Retirement Solutions and Bushka Wealth Management. Call 715-355-4445 or visit them online at retirewithbushka.com. Fee-based financial planning and investment advisory services are offered by Bushka Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor in the state of Wisconsin. Insurance products and services are offered through Bushka Retirement Solutions, Inc. Bushka Wealth Management, LLC, and Bushka Retirement Solutions, Inc. are affiliated companies.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.